That's a 3-inch pipe, and that would be like a 3-inch flange that I'm welding on there. It's gonna be a water main pipe.
Kat Wong is welding a pipe for an Alaska Marine Highway ferry. She's 5'2", and her thick work jacket and boots look like they were made for someone twice her size. Kat says back when she was 18, she never would have guessed she'd end up here. She was working 2 part-time jobs at a bar and a restaurant in Singapore, hoping to become a restaurant manager.
And I just got to the point that I needed a full-time job because I was working long hours as a part-timer. So I just sent out my resumes to, you know, whatever companies that would hire me. A company hired me in Singapore, and that was an industrial training center for construction workers. And I was the admin assistant.
Kat hated sitting at a desk all day, but that job was actually what put her on the path to shipyard work. She started to get interested in skilled labor, like welding and maritime trades. The more research she did, the more interested she became.
It was a conversation I had with my family, and my mom wasn't too sure about it. You know, it's like, oh, your office worker daughter wants to work in the shipyard, wants to learn welding. You know, they thought I like went off the cliff or something. They thought I lost my mind. I mean, my mom didn't really think I lost my mind. Some of my friends did. They were like, what? Are you serious? Kat, are you serious? I'm like, yes, I am. Very serious.
Kat decided to sign up for a welding class, but the industrial training center where she worked wouldn't take her.
Liability issues, they were afraid I would get hurt.
Why?
I don't know, they... Women, welding, fragile.
So she went to a different center, and they were hesitant to train a 20-year-old woman as well.
You're a girl, you know, you can work in an office. It was mainly the... Yeah.
How'd that make you feel?
More determined. I was like, here's the money, do you want it or not?
They took Kat's money and she took the welding class. After that, she tried to apply to skilled labor jobs in Singapore, but realized the chances for a good paying gig were slim. But she had another option. Because she was born in the U.S., Kat was an American citizen. In Singapore, you're not allowed to hold dual citizenship. But Kat could choose to give up her Singapore citizenship and move to the U.S. She gradually realized that was her best option. So a month after her 21st birthday, she went to the immigration office and handed over her Singapore passport.
Yeah, it was sad. And then I realized that if you keep staying in your comfort zone, you know, you don't know what you're capable of.
And then the U.S. job search. With the help of Google, Kat decided the Ketchikan shipyard looked promising. And she realized the only way she would get hired is if she went there in person. So she left Singapore and moved to Alaska, her future riding on the hope of a job at the shipyard. She arrived in late October 2011, on a day the wind whipped the rain sideways. After she settled in, Kat started showing up to the shipyard.
But it was like just a daily process of coming here every morning, writing my name in a logbook, just to show that I'm here.
She applied for jobs and signed up for an advanced welding class at the University of Alaska Southeast. And then, about 2 months later, she got a call from Troy Tacker, a shipyard supervisor.
And then I got a call from Troy asking, are you interested in an interview? I'm like, yes! When do you want me to come in? Tomorrow?
It was very interesting. She's a super intelligent young lady, and she was just looking for somebody to give her a chance. All she wanted to do was work in a shipyard, so I thought, why not?
And then I think I waited for like a week or 2 weeks later, and then he called me in. He called me and told me, you know, go to TSS for a drug test and report at 8 o'clock. I'm like, okay.
How'd you feel?
I'm not unemployed. I'm so happy.
Now Kat has been there for 2.5 years, learning nearly every aspect of ship repair. She's paid $20 an hour. Over a year ago, her mother and brother moved to Ketchikan from Singapore, and her brother, Felix, also works at the shipyard. So, in a matter of about 5 years, Kat went from a bartender and office assistant in Singapore to a pipe welder in Alaska.
Do you ever feel like, how did I even end up here?
I do feel that sometimes, and then again, it's like, because I'm a church goer and I have faith, you know, in God, and I'm like, my mom and I, we did some praying on it, you know, and we kind of felt the prompting that I have to leave my comfort zone to see how, you know, God would pull you through.
Kat says her story shows that if you put one foot in front of the other, eventually you'll climb a mountain. or in this case, end up in an Alaska shipyard. In Ketchikan, I'm Emily Files.